You may be able to cover up a bad dye job with a hat or pin back an uneven bang trim with a headband, but you cannot hide a bad at-home haircut from your stylist. Last Friday, barbershops and beauty salons got the go-ahead to reopen, and it was a scene. Lydia Nganga is a hairstylist and owner of Lydia's Beauty Salon, and Tanya Clark is a barber at Headquarters in the Market. They're both on the line this morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Robin.
Tanya, spill the beans. What was the worst hack job that came through your doors?
Oh, my God. You know what's really funny is, like, prior to, I would be walking outside. I would just take a stroll during quarantine, and I would see these guys in front of me. I would just look at them and go, yeah, that's a COVID cut. Like, right away, I would just know it. And I was like, just expecting them back in my chair, you know?
Were you diplomatic when you saw those haircuts, or did you tell them your honest opinion?
Oh, no. I've got a great relationship with my clientele, so majority of the time, like, they would just look at me and go, yeah, I know, don't say anything. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try my best to fix this.
Don't be judgy.
Yeah, I'm trying not to anyway.
Lydia, describe the most memorable do-it-yourself job you've seen since reopening.
No, it was like, the best moment ever. But I had clients, like, telling me story, like, how crazy they've been going during the quarantine. They didn't know what to do with the hair. And it was like a drama. So as Tanya just described, like, I have a good relationship with my clients as well. And that was the story. Like, they had their own haircut, and it wasn't quite properly done, but it was okay. So I wasn't so judgmental. It was good.
I understand that the big one for you, Lydia, was hair relaxing, that some clients really don't know how to handle.
I know. Yeah, especially with kinky hair clients. I know. It was like, oh, my God, because they came to the hair salon that first Friday because my appointment was all booked. And they came to the hair salon with hair already knotted. And because it's hard, you know, with kinky hair, sometimes it's hard to manage. They couldn't wait to get the relaxer done. And I don't know.
Oh, boy. Well, thank goodness for you. You must both feel so valued now.
I know, but we are very thankful and grateful. We don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. I always tell my clients, because I do what I love. That's me. So I never done anything else. So whenever I have clients, I never take none of my clients for granted. So I'm very happy to have them back and just excited.
Tanya, the last time that we spoke on the phone, you were talking about your clients as really like your extended family, that you hold them near and dear to your heart. Some of them you have been
exactly.
seeing for years and years. It must have been hard not to embrace them, to give them a big hug.
Oh, man. I think that's the funniest. We kind of both stand there. And we look at each other for about a couple minutes, and we're like, so, hi? Like, you can feel the pressure. It's like humans really need that connection, you know? Like validating almost.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I understand, Tanya, that the tips have been quite good lately.
Oh, my God. There's a pool of barbers in the city. We have a group of people that have been chatting, and the running joke was, what was your offer for a haircut? And we would just like throw numbers out, like who got offered what, who got offered this. And, you know, we had a barber that was like, yeah, somebody offered me $150. Somebody offered me this. And somebody offered me $500 to cut their hair during quarantine. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. But now being back, it's like, there's so much more grateful for everything. Like I've always loved my job, and I always know that being in hair was valued. But now talking to my clients, it's like so many of them want to fight for the fact that hair should be almost like an essential job.
Well, and it tells you about, you know, how hair can make people feel as well, right?
I was hearing some crazy stories. You know, you've got these Zoom meetings, and I know a friend of mine, her hair even grew out, and she's gray, like gray. So you can just imagine you're on these Zoom calls with a band of white hair, and just like the rest of it is just like flaming red, right? So like the contrast is just, it's just insane, right? So now you got these men who have never grown their facial hair out before, grown their hair out before. As women, we're trained to take care of our hair, right?
Yeah.
From when we're young, men have long hair, they have no idea what to do with it.
Well, and some of it is kind of working for them, I have to say. You know, not everybody, but some of them. Listen, we have to let you go because we're going up to the news, but great to talk to you both. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you for having us. Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks.